This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a ring that has to it. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that. It never gets old. Welcoming you to these Crossbreed Holster Studios every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the Labor Day weekend broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. Always an honor to be spending time with you every week. It's my favorite part of the week. I hope it's yours as well. Minnesota State Fair, we were there last week. Wow, what a program that was. And I'd like to start off by, again, thanking AM 1280, the Patriots staff, in particular Lee Michaels and his crew, and everybody involved with bringing the show to you from out there at the Minnesota State Fair. That place is absolutely amazing. If you have never been to the Minnesota State Fair, wow. My experience with state fairs has always been a big state fairground, maybe, with like a patch of grass, you know, where they park cars on, and then every year they erect games and little midways and stuff like that and turn it into a fairground. Not this place. This is like a city designed and built for the Minnesota State Fair. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of people walking up and down, literally streets. At this place, it's absolutely incredible. What a place to be. So it's an honor to be there. Thanks to those who attended and stopped by and picked up their gun on a stick. That was a very successful campaign. We did the gun on a stick promotion with AM 1280. It was a fan. And I got some emails this week. You know, what was the gun on a stick? You kept saying it. It was a stick with a cutout, a glossy, high-color, four-color, high-glossy cutout attached to it. That had the Armed American Radio logo, the 1280 AM, the Patriot logo, and the sponsor United States Concealed Carry Association logos on one side, and then a photograph, a high, glossy, very glossy, four-color, full-color photograph of a handgun on the other side. So you walk around fan yourself in the Minnesota heat during the Minnesota State Fair with a gun on a stick. Of course, while the Minnesota State Fair is going on, it happens to be the largest conglomeration there of foods on a stick anywhere in the world. So the gun on a stick promotion was great, and everybody who came by the booth, we appreciate it. I'll actually be back in Minneapolis next week, week after next. Sean, are you there?
I am.
How are you today?
I'm a little upset with you.
You're upset with me? Well, it has to have, it's food related, I'm sure.
Yes.
See, I told you it was food because I haven't done anything negative to you. You didn't hear me yelling at you before I found out you weren't on the microphone, so because you weren't there in the studio. So I knew it had to be food related.
Of course.
Caloric.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm going to be back up in Minneapolis. Is it next week? It's the week after.
Uh-huh.
Week after next, the weekend of September 12th.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks after today, it's Labor Day weekend. So yeah, not next week, the week after. We'll be up there for the Gander Mountain CCW Expo.
You going to ship me some food, or are you just going to do me wrong?
Fair's over, brother. I'll find you a leftover Franken t-shirt. I really
I
wanted to get a Franken
t-shirt. I want a hot dog, chili dog, cotton candy, a pork chop on a stick, anything that's fried, fat, and greasy.
You know, all of that wonderful food up there, every, this is, that was my third or fourth time at the fair. I think it was the third time at the fair. Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Right across that street. Now, they're literally streets. This place is unbelievable. This is not a, a typical fairgrounds that you drive by the road. You know, for example, I hail from, you know, from Tampa, and I, you go past the Florida State Fairgrounds on Route 301. There they are over to the right. You park on the fairgrounds lots. They turn it into a big parking lot. They have gun shows there.
Yeah.
There's an old hockey rink there. Okay. And you know, they have the amphitheater for concerts and venues and, you know, that kind of thing. But that's the fairgrounds. And the fair, they, you know, they park cars. You come into the fairground. That's not, not the Minnesota State Fair. This place are literally city streets.
So do they,
and it is.
So is the fair like, is the fair like they just kind of close off a couple of blocks in the city and that they turn that whole part of the block or blocks?
A couple blocks, nothing. We walked about a mile from where we parked to get to the studio. We, you know, we parked in the media lot. And to get to the studio was about a mile down, and we'd never, I never saw the Midway with the Ferris wheel. Never even saw it.
You know, it's kind of funny.
It's just enormous.
It's kind of funny how the media, everybody thinks people in the press get the, you know, the great parking lots and great seats. No, they put you way on that. You have to work for your free admission.
Well, you know, that's true, but it depends on where the booth is. For example, last year, the media parking lot was literally steps away.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we got really lucky.
That's not
at the last. And I think it was not last year, but the year before. But either, let me put it this way: the last time I attended the fair. But yeah, this place is really, really something. It's real special. If you ever have an opportunity to visit the Minnesota State Fair, you need to go. And I remember Lee Michaels told me one time. He said, "This is, you know, this is a big deal, not just in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but, you know, the state of Minnesota. This is, it's kind of sad, but it's fun altogether, because it really does signal the end of their summer."
Yeah, yeah.
And we all know what happens in the wintertime in Minnesota.
That's why they get out like that.
They get out and about, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's but it is really, really something to see. And to everybody that came by, man, you know, people standing out there fanning themselves with the guns on a stick, all ages. It was really something. Really special place. We have a great lineup today. We always do. Last week's lineup was huge. This week, it's hard to follow a Dynamite A-list lineup like that, but we're going to do it. Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters is going to be here, and we're going to be giving away a holster setup with your choice of a holster, Crossbreed holster, and a belt in honor of American labor. It's Labor Day weekend, right? 20% off everything from Crossbreed Holsters.
Really?
Right now. You can go there right now and take 20% off. Well, the holster belt combo. Let me clarify that. Trent's probably going to come on and say, "No, it's not everything. It's the holster and belt combo."
Mm-hmm.
So let me check into that quickly, and we'll let you know if it's everything. But in honor of that, we're going to give away the holster and the belt combo in the next half hour here on Armed American Radio, Sean. And no, you can't win.
Oh, see, how you just go bust me out like that?
You know, you work with us, and that's just not possible. You just can't do that.
You knew I was going to ask you that question.
Of course. Yeah, save 20%. Choose a holster and choose a belt.
Very nice.
It's 20% off at Crossbreed Holsters. So visit and do that this weekend in honor of American labor, okay? It'll run from August 28th, of course, through September 2nd. So about 3 days ago until September 2nd. So go do that. It's Crossbreed. What can I tell you?
And everybody knows they need a new holster. So this is the time to go ahead and shop and get that brand new holster.
Most comfortable thing you'll put on. Yeah, I've got a car CW9 riding in one right now.
Nice.
Yeah, and a Crossbreed belt. I have one of the dress belts.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really, really nice. The buckle makes a lot of noise, though, and it drives my kids crazy, because sometimes I'll walk around the house and it'll be clinking, you know, and tinking and clinking and clinking. Daddy's coming.
Well, that's a good deterrent, though. See, they'll know when you're outside the door, so they'll stop doing whatever it is they're not supposed to be doing.
Deterrent, huh?
Yes.
Well, they're not criminals.
Well, not in that sense.
They could be. They could be considered criminals.
Nah.
Get out of that fridge. Who took my last Dr. Pepper?
Oh.
I did. You see, that's criminal.
Well, that's just house disruption. That's different.
How much time do we have left in this segment? I'm not paying any attention.
We've got about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes. There's a lot to go over today on the program, and it's fun to banter back and forth and talk about what we're going to be doing next week, broadcasting back up in Minnesota, and this past week. But the guest lineup last week was really incredible.
Yes, it was.
Sheriff David Clark, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Sheriff, boy, he was something, wasn't he?
Yes, he is. Every time I've seen him speak three times, and loved last week's show. I mean, I love every week's show, but it was nice to see him on to talk about taking care of ourselves. For some reason in this country, we're trying to get to being, not taking care of ourselves. And it's all about protecting yourself and your family. And somehow we've gotten away from that.
Or you preach in the choir, brother.
Oh, well, you know.
As we preach to the choir.
Yeah.
Well, no, seriously. That's well said. And it's true. The sheriff is really, really something. To preach that message of self-reliance really is what it is. His message is twofold. It's personal responsibility and it's self-reliance. And these are things that we talk about here on Armed American Radio every week. And the sheriff, he's become a national, powerful voice for self-reliance and personal responsibility. And he is, fighting a battle within his own party. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the program, Armed American Radio. I got a quick email already. Why did you say you would be talking more about that, about the sheriff, in the coming weeks? Did you mean in the coming segments? No, I meant in the coming weeks. And I'll just tease that. You know, it's an election season coming up. We talked about it last week when, he didn't force, Bloomberg chose to waste about $150,000 on that race. He got what he deserved. He lost. People can't be bought. This is America. Bloomberg will figure that out. Urban concrete jungle elitist billionaire will soon learn that lesson. He can't be bought. We can't be bought. So go ahead and waste the money. He wasted it in Milwaukee County with the good sheriff trying to oust the good sheriff. And the good sheriff is a Democrat. And a very powerful voice in that party. And I mentioned we will be talking about that in the coming weeks. We will, as we get closer and closer and closer to the elections, which are coming up very quickly.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Just to tell everybody how powerful this sheriff is.
Please.
He was at CPAC this year.
Yes, he was.
He was, and he spoke at CPAC. They had a panel with him and a couple other people.
He was a keynote speaker at the NRA convention in Indianapolis in April.
Yeah, that tells you something.
It tells you an awful lot. Mm-hmm. It tells you that he is a powerful voice within the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so let me just leave it at that and say that we will be addressing this and talking more about this over the coming weeks, okay, as we get closer to the election. In the meantime, I got an email that was, as most emails I get are fascinating. I love reading all of them. But this one, Mark, I've been listening to your show for about 2 years. I debate the Second Amendment with them often, and I'm assuming he means anti-gunners.
Mm-hmm.
And I can usually sway them using common sense arguments. Well, good for you. That in and of itself is commendable.
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
Because you normally can't fix stupid.
Yeah, you just can't. Trust me, I've tried.
Let me start over again. I read this email a few times, and I didn't chuckle until I read it out loud like that. Mark, I've been listening to your show for about 2 years. I debate the Second Amendment with them often, and I can usually sway them using common sense arguments. However, this one guy keeps bringing up that the right of the people to keep and bear arms only pertains to, get this, state-regulated militias like the National Guard and not to individual rights. Oh, boy. I know he is wrong. I just don't know how to verbalize it to convince him. Can you help me out with this? He says, thanks, Joe Zink in Pennsylvania. Well, Joe, first of all, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. You don't say where in Pennsylvania, but know the state well. Used to live up there. Very pro-gun state. A lot going on in PA. You got some work to do in Philly, but hey. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate the email. Sean, I responded to that email with this. And this is what I'm sending out, okay, to Joe. Hi, Joe. Unfortunately for you, that one guy will never listen to you, nor will he listen to the Founding Fathers, nor will he read the Heller decision and the subsequent decisions that follow, nor will he read the Bill of Rights. The Supreme Court ruled in Heller, as noted, and I took some comments from the Library of Congress. And I quoted, as noted by the Library of Congress regarding the decision in Heller, in its June 26 decision, a 5-4 majority of the Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms, and that the D.C. provisions banning handguns and requiring firearms in the home disassembled or locked violate this right. In the majority opinion authored by Justice Antonin Scalia, the court first conducted a textual analysis of the operative clause, "the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The court found that this language guarantees an individual right to possess and carry weapons. The court examined historical evidence that it found consistent with its textual analysis. The court then considered the Second Amendment's prefatory clause, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, and determined that while this clause announces a purpose for recognizing an individual right to keep and bear arms, it does not limit the operative clause. The court found that analogous contemporaneous provisions in state constitutions, the Second Amendment's drafting history, and post-ratification interpretations were consistent with its interpretation of the amendment. The court asserted that its prior precedent was not inconsistent with its interpretation, and that was referring to the Miller decision in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue now, but understand the facts do not matter to that one guy. He doesn't give a colorful term, isn't concerned with facts, and will never be swayed by the truth because of ideology. He also doesn't understand that the word people means us, not the state, as in the right of the people to be secure in their possessions, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, among other mentions of the people in the Bill of Rights, but none more notable than the 10th Amendment, which reads as follows, quoting, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people." The Founding Fathers clearly understood the difference between people and the state. But again, none of this matters to your boneheaded one guy who just doesn't give a crap. The best you can do is tell him to read the Constitution, the Heller decision, and the subsequent McDonald decision, and make clear to him the debate ended December 15, 1791, 223 years ago. He probably won't know that on that date, Virginia became the 10th of 14 states to ratify the first 10 amendments, thereby providing the two-thirds necessary to make them the law of the land. And I surmise, nor would he care.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it won't matter to him. You would be better off beating your head against a wall than convincing that one guy of anything that clashes with his ideology. He is intellectually dishonest, period. Leave him with the facts and move on. We could go on and on and on about this. Now, we'll direct you. There is a fantastic piece written by Daniel J. Schultz, an attorney, titled "The Second Amendment, the Framers' Intentions." This is really not a discussion that I would like to have on the show day after day after day. The basic premise of Armed American Radio is what, Sean? That the debate ended.
Yes.
There is no debate. The Second Amendment is not open for debate on Armed American Radio.
Nope.
Yet, during an off-air conversation earlier today in preparation for the show with Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington editor, who will be here later in the show, we got to talking about how it is important to remind listeners of this. It's important that you hear it, not just that the Second Amendment isn't open for debate, but why it isn't open for debate. And that email and the reply gives you just a taste. Later in the show with Neil, we'll go into some details from The Second Amendment, The Framers' Intentions by Daniel J. Schultz. Great article written in layman's terms that even that liberal can understand. Back after this.
You're a 23 favoring this?
Yes, I told
even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet can cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what an appropriate rejoinder that is. Joining me from Crossbreed Holsters is Trent Cooper, my good friend. Trent, how are you today?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Doing wonderful. What an appropriate rejoiner. I'm not sure if Sean sandbagged that or not. Sean, does that always come in that segment?
I can't tell you my secrets.
I think he sandbagged that for us, Trent, but either way, it worked out well.
I tell you what, it sounded good. It sounded real good, and I can't wait. And I think we're getting closer to getting a date set for you to be in the real Crossbreed Holster Studio in our new building. And Miss Carol has just built us a wonderful shop to work out of, and can't thank her enough for that. And I know everybody's looking forward to having you come down and do the show from there. So.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast with that. You and I have been corresponding back and forth as we get closer and closer to putting a date together. All of the equipment is, well, you're listening to the equipment right now. It's all spot on. The tests have all been done with the network. All of the remote equipment has arrived. We've got everybody ready to headset up, and we're going to be going to where in Missouri?
Yeah, we're in Springfield, Missouri now. Actually, it's kind of a strange deal. We're still in the same city, Republic, Missouri, but got an address in Springfield, Missouri, just about 5 miles from the shop that we were at. And again, just a beautiful place to work out of.
So the Crossbreed holsters are coming out of new manufacturing, is what we're saying, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We've got, like I said, just a brand new. Building that just could not be better. So with that building, we've got our new website up and running. We've got the ability to do some different type of promotions on there, albeit the Labor Day promotion, which is a holster and a belt combo, 20% off if you buy a holster and a belt. No, Mark, it's not 20% off the entire store.
Sean, do you see that, man? You were there. You were listening. Good for you. No, I'm glad. I had to actually go back and look at that banner on the Facebook page that we put up. And by the way, Trent, hundreds of thousands of people. Yet again, it is the single most popular thing we do on that page. Does that surprise you?
No, not with the folks that you work with. I mean, you, Shanto, everybody there. It's a given when you work with people like you, you're going to get results like that.
It's just absolutely incredible the reach of social media. That always blows my mind of how powerful it is. But no matter what we put out, it is always the Crossbreed holster. Sean, I don't know if you knew that or not. But every single time we put the Crossbreed holster giveaway out, we literally get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands of views between other sponsor, United States Concealed Carry Association, that goes out and shares it. Trent, boom, next thing you know, you've got 1.5 million eyeballs on this stuff. Not surprising to me. The quality of the product speaks for itself. Okay, you want to give that away?
Yeah,
we have you for one segment.
I heard you say earlier that we were giving away a holster and a belt combo. We are giving that away, but we're also adding in one of our new T-shirts that's on the website, and one of our hats that's going to go in the combo too. So, yeah. And I believe Mr. Matthew Mason out of Rexburg, Idaho, is our winner this time. So if he will get in touch with you guys, give me a call at Crossbreed. Either way, we'll get the information and get that out to him. So Matthew Mason, Rexburg, Idaho's got a belt, got either an IWB, OWB holster, a hat and a T-shirt from Crossbreed Holsters.
Oh, that's beautiful. Matthew, send us an email. You reach out to me directly at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. You're listening right now. If you can get a hold of me immediately, you get it quicker. And we'll make sure to put you in touch with Crossbreed. I can't thank you enough, Trent, and I know Matthew does, as well as everybody that participated, and also for throwing in the two additional products, the T-shirt and the hat, on top of the already dynamite holster and belt. Let's talk about the holster, and let's talk about the belt. I have four Crossbreed belts. I'm wearing one now with a Crossbreed Super Tuck. I'm carrying a Car CW9 in it as I do the show. Incredibly comfortable. Tell people what they're going to get in that package. Tell us about the belt first.
Well, the belts, Mark, as you well know, if you're carrying a firearm, you've got to have a good belt, a good, sturdy, thick, nice belt to make sure that you can carry and it keeps your holster. Keep your firearm sturdy. You don't want it flopping around. You don't want it taking a chance on it falling out, anything like that. Our belts are two-layer leather belts stitched together. We've got four different types. We've got a regular gun belt. We've got an instructor belt, which is a buckle-less belt. We've got a Velcro instructor instructor belt, which has a Velcro closure on it. So it's a really, really clean, nice, neat design. And then, of course, we've got our dress belt, which obviously the dress belt has a really nice buckle on it that lets your kids know that they're coming. So,
that's funny.
Man, you were there too for that, too. Yeah. Oh, they're going to get a kick out of this when they hear it. That's great. Hey, let me tell you quickly, I would like to say something about the belt. In all seriousness, I have the instructor belt. I have a black one. I have a brown one. I guess you call it brown, right? I have the Velcro, and I have the buckleless. I've worn, and of course I have the dress belt. I've worn all three of them with a suit, all of them.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you do not need to be in range tactical gear for this stuff. This even the buckleless ones work fantastic dressed
that
up.
Is, yeah, that's the nicest thing about our belts is they can go from a suit and tie to church to out on the range. And they will fit in anywhere. They come 1.5 inch, 1.25 inch. You can dress them up with a little basket weave,
right?
And embossing on it. You can leave them plain, and just a super, super, super nice belt. So
I have the weave on mine on one of mine, on it, and it is absolutely beautiful. And I got to tell you, the price point on these things at $59.50, you are not going to get this type of quality, because you were absolutely correct. For those of you who might just have made a decision to carry a firearm, listen, don't put that thing on your rinky-dink belt, go out and spend all that money on a holster and think, wow, this is really uncomfortable, I don't think I can get used to carrying this gun. Let me tell you something, you're not carrying your gun properly if you do not have a belt designed specifically for carrying the weight and distributing the weight of that firearm. At crossbreedholsters.com, you'll see it. It's clearly at the top of the screen. And by the way, the new website looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I was going to touch a little bit more on that belt. You know, that's one of the biggest questions we get. You know, we spend a lot of time selling holsters, making holsters, everything else. But a majority of our time is helping out those new people that are getting into carrying. And we spend a lot of time on the phone with them. Helping them out, helping them pick the right equipment. And that's one of the biggest questions we get, or biggest comments we get is, you know, I got this holster, and it's a wonderful holster, but it's still flopping around a little bit. Mm-hmm. That belt mm-hmm. is a given. It has to, you have to have a very nice, sturdy belt. So.
If you don't, there's other ailments. I say ailments because there can be physical ailments. It becomes uncomfortable to carry the firearm if it's not distributed properly, if it's not held firmly in place, if it's flopping around. It can hurt your back. You know, if you got sciatica problems, right, it can cause all kinds of problems. It's absolutely a necessity to have a quality belt. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things, like I said. And then, you know, you put a quality belt with a quality holster, like a crossbreed holster that Mark put on the market, going on 9 years ago, and we still make them the exact same way. We've got right. The same people that he taught how to make them, and they're in a super tuck. You obviously know. You can't beat it. Once, you know, right out of the package, it's comfortable, and the more you wear it, the more it becomes a part of you, and that's one of the biggest things about the comfort. Is once that holster becomes a part of you, it molds to your body, you're not going to know it's there.
Trent, I got to cut you there, buddy. The music is in. That means we're on at the end of this at the end of this segment. But thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and give the information out when we come back from the break. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and you can visit armedamericanradio.com. Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. We need him back on the show, don't we, Sean? That
yes.
Would be Ted. We need to get the Nuge back on.
Who we really do.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, he's made some news out there lately. We need to get him in here and set the record straight, as only he can do it. We do not want to believe anything we hear in the mainstream. If you believe what you hear in the mainstream media, you'd think ISIS just came out of nowhere.
You know what? You're right.
I know, but we don't have time for that. We'll talk about that.
Don't get me started.
I will, but just not now, because Trent's going to stick around with us here for just a few minutes. Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters, brother. I got to tell you a story. Have you got just a minute?
Yeah, for you, anytime.
Well, it's, you know, you were talking about designing, or Mark's design, and of course we're referring to Mark Craighead, the great founder and inventor, if you will, of the SuperTuck holster system, and that's what it really is. The comfort is unmatched. I had sworn off of inside-the-waistband carry, which is, without a doubt, Trent, I know you'll agree, the single best form or best method of deep concealment, of concealed carry.
Sure.
And you would agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
I'd sworn off of it. I couldn't find a holster that worked for me. I couldn't. And for 2 years, I suffered because I had to change a gun. I had to change my carry method in a tire. And in sometimes that might not have been obvious to others, but were obvious to me based on what I was wearing and so forth. And in different climates and coming out of Florida, very hot. It's not, you know, and in Florida's laws, you couldn't show a firearm. It couldn't be displayed. It couldn't print. So it made carrying that gun sometimes a challenge. And Mark came to me and he said, let me fix your problem. I can help you. And I said, I hope so. I hope you can. And he swore to me if I would give it a shot. He sent me two or three holsters for two or three different guns that I had. And I tell this story often, but it's now my number one form of carry, Trent, because of the Crossbreed holster. I've mentioned many, many times, and when I first got the holster, he said, do me a favor. He said, put this holster on in the morning when you get up like you would any other holster. Wear it throughout the day and let me know what you think from day one. And I got to tell you, I put that holster on, stuck that gun in it, 7 o'clock in the morning, went to work, got home, forgot about it, fell asleep on the couch with it, woke up at 7 o'clock the next morning with that thing still in place. It's that comfortable, Trent. Go.
Yeah. I mean, you said it, you know, you've told me that story time and time and time again. And I want to reiterate something here. This is the Super Tux. It is the most copied holster out there. You know, we get a little tagline often imitated, never duplicated. And that is the truth. There is, you know, we still do everything by hand. We've got this Labor Day promotion going, and it is in honor of American labor, American craftsmanship. And that is what Crossbreed Holsters is. Still, every one of these is handmade exactly the way Mark designed it and the way he taught these guys to do it. All the people that he taught to make these holsters are still with Crossbreed Holsters. You are getting an American handmade product. You're not getting something that's stamped out. You're not getting something that's formed out off the ocean somewhere. And it's just an American handmade promotion or holster. And you can't beat that anymore. You can't get that anywhere anymore.
No, it's hard. It really is hard. The quality, but the quality is there too. Again, I want to go to, because your number one flagship here is the Super Tuck or Super Tuck Deluxe. The base price of the holster is just under $70 at $69.75 and right. Worth every penny. You can get it in a right-hand or left-hand draw. You can get it in black leather. You can get it in horsehide, right? Cowhide, yep. Black, premium hard-rolled tan cowhide, and natural horsehide for an additional $15. And as far as guns, you guys have press releases coming out with new firearm additions almost weekly.
They keep me busy on that. You know, I'm going to jump back to the price on that real quick. There's something that we still have that there's a lot of companies out there that's imitating it that don't have, and that is that two-week free trial. You get the holster. Mm-hmm. You open it up, you put it on, you got 2 weeks to try it out. If you don't like it, you can send it back to us. Going farther on that, it still carries a lifetime warranty. We got one back that was about 9 years old the other day. It was one of the first ones that Mark ever made, and wow. I believe it was one that Mark made. And it came back, and, you know, it just couldn't be repaired. It was just too far gone. It couldn't be repaired. So customer, we got a call from the customer probably, I don't know, a week later and said, wow, I just wanted to repair. I didn't know I was going to get a brand new holster. So, you know, we're still doing it the way business is supposed to be run nowadays. So.
Yeah, and a way businesses, too many businesses are not run. It reminds me when you and I were at your booth at the NRA, year before last, I believe it was the NRA in Houston, if I'm not mistaken, and a gentleman walked up. Sean was there.
Yes.
I remember, you know that. This gentleman walked up and said, I just want you to see. I listened to you on the radio, and I brought this, and I wanted to show you guys my Crossbreed and how well-worn it is. Do you remember that, Trent?
Absolutely. And you know, we get some of them in that we go, wow, you know, this is the way they're supposed to be. And I guess we need to start showing some of these, because when they get broke in, when the guys wore it for, or the young lady has worn it for, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, that is when they become a part of your body. And
yeah,
when we hear that more so, they don't call it a holster. They call it My Crossbreed. That's what our customers have started doing. It is their crossbreed because it becomes their holster.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I actually have a picture of that. I should put that up there and let people see that, particularly after talking about it today, because I actually have a photograph of his holster. It was really something to see. He was so proud of that he brought that with us. And it's just not something I'll forget. And my own personal experience, it was really something for me to be able to go back to a deep concealment method that works just about anywhere you can conceal a firearm lawfully in the United States. This method, it's important to be able to find a method, an inside the waistband or inside the pant holster carry method that works for you if you carry a concealed firearm. You know, where I am now today, it's really not that big of a concern for me because I can openly carry if necessary, if I have to, if I choose to. I prefer not to all the time, but I do from time to time. And when I do, there's a crossbreed for me, isn't there?
Absolutely. And
there's an outside the waistband.
Yeah, we've got inside the waistband, we've got outside the waistband, we've got ankle holsters. We've got some, if you're walking out through the woods, we've got a lot of people, outdoor people. They not only carry during the week, but they're out in the woods during the weekend, and we have got a new, what is called a Max Slide. It's mm-hmm. a takeoff of our Super Slide, but this is the Max Slide, and this will allow you to carry comfortably a governor or a tourist judge.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Hey, Trent, I appreciate you sticking around. We've come to the end of it. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch very soon. If you would, hold the phone for us. Got to talk with you briefly. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters. The new website looks great. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. And a big congratulations to Matthew Mason out there in Rexburg, Idaho, beautiful area of the country, for winning that package, the holster and the belt. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio continues after this. Carry on, carry often, carry everywhere.
Listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamerican.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.